Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for Your Daily Bible Verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
Seeing the Goodness of God, written by Lynette Kittle, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's Bible verse is Luke 5:8. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." After a long night of catching no fish, Jesus instructed Peter to cast his nets into the deep water. Exhausted from being out all night, Peter resisted at first. Still, because it was Jesus asking him to do so, Peter submitted. In doing so, he brought in boatloads of fish, as well as in a holy moment experiencing a revelation of the goodness of God. Like so many have faced, it's a moment where you grasp the reality of your human condition in the light of God's righteousness and purity. Although it's easy to think you're doing pretty well all on your own, it's a different story when coming face to face with God's kindness. It brings a deeper self-examination and realization of the real you. Scripture describes how the good things people do on their own when compared to the righteousness of God are filthy rags. Likewise, the prophet Isaiah came to a similar realization, crying out, "Woe to me, I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Seeing God's righteousness brings a revelation of sin in your own life, along with grief over its presence. As described in 2 Corinthians 7:9, feeling regret over sin leads to repentance, causing sorrowfulness in your sin as God intended. 2 Corinthians 7:10 explains it this way: "Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death." If you have ever questioned why God is good to you at times when you feel so undeserving, Romans 2:4 explains how his kind-heartedness, forbearance, and patience is intended to lead you to repentance. Identifying sin in your life is essential and beneficial to you. In repenting and looking to Jesus as your Savior, you find your righteousness in him rather than looking for it in yourself. 2 Corinthians 5:21 explains how God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Accepting Jesus as your righteousness means when God looks at you, he doesn't see your sin, but rather he sees the righteousness of Christ. Furthermore, Scripture states, "It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption."
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.